This is Chum News at 6. I'm Bob Kennedy. We still could be told someday soon that the Trudeau government is going to impose controls. Bud Drury is our acting finance minister these days, and he says wage and price controls are still a possibility if the situation warrants it. Economic reports indicate we need something, but Drury won't say if those wage and price controls will be necessary soon. A Chum News pre-election survey shows the Liberals are favorites to win the provincial election this Thursday. A group of communication students from Seneca College questioned 3,000 Metro voters on Saturday, and the results show Bob Nixon as first choice with 31%, Bill Davis second with 27%, and Stephen Lewis third at nearly 20%. However, an important factor is that 22% of those questioned were undecided. The pre-election survey is obviously good news for Bob Nixon.
Well, I'm very pleased. I think that we've got to recognize these polls change up and down. They've been more favorable for us sometimes than other times, but we've been ahead of our opponents in the polls steadily since the beginning of the year, and we feel that we're drawing ahead of them steadily now.
Despite what the surveys show, Premier William Davis is not shaken, and he says the Liberals are the desperate ones.
Mr. Nixon's plea to the NDP voters of this province to support them has to be a very clear indication that they're in trouble.
NDP leader Stephen Lewis says he's not all that concerned about winning the election, although it would be nice.
We've said to the province of Ontario the New Democratic Party is a viable choice. The province is looking at it in that spirit. Whether they're looking at it in terms of government, official opposition, or however many seats, I don't know. And frankly, I don't care. The party isn't obsessive about it.
Now with his comment, here's Dick Smythe.
Bob, this is the last time that I can offer a legal comment on the election. The broadcast blackout, which prohibits radio and television from using any partisan material, comes into effect at midnight. I would like to make my election prediction. When the counting is over, Friday morning, the Conservatives will have returned 62 members, the Liberals 25 members, the NDP 37 members, and the Communists 1. That is based on little more than gut feeling, damp fingers in the wind, and an examination of the chicken entrails I had for dinner on board Bob Nixon's DC-3 Thursday night. For what it's worth, I'm Dick Smythe.
You're with Comment at 6. You're with Chum Toronto at 6:03. Light to moderate voting is reported in Newfoundland's provincial election. Conditions there were mostly cloudy today. The stick-em-up people were busy today. One man with a gun tried to hold up the Toronto Dominion Bank at 88 King at University, but a teller's delaying tactics foiled that attempt. Then minutes later, a man with a gun robbed the Toronto Dominion Bank at 188 Bay Street. He escaped with some cash, and there was a holdup at the Avco Finance Company, 1768 Weston Road. A man with a knife escaped with an undetermined amount of money. Communications Minister Pierre Junot says he wants to know more about Bell Canada's cutbacks of customer service and is now investigating. Chum's Doug Thorne tells us more than the federal government looking into that situation.
Toronto's executive committee has asked for the financial records of Bell Canada and its affiliate, Northern Electric, in an attempt to get to the bottom of what is going on. Executive Alderman Reed Scott spearheaded the movement when he asked a representative of Bell to attend the meeting. Scott says Ma Bell is really a publicly granted private monopoly, and he feels that just because they didn't get the increase they've asked for, it's no justification for their action of cutting back service.
The CNR is not permitted to stop its trains just because it doesn't get everything it wants, nor are the airlines stopped running if they don't get all the rate increases they require, nor should the Bell stop servicing the public.
On the metro level, Bell Canada supplies the communication facility for the Metro Computer Traffic Control, and the rate for that service is going up 10%. The Metro Executive doesn't like that at all and have asked for the backing of the Canadian Federation of Mayors and Municipalities in opposing future rate increases.
Two Windsor residents have died from causes linked to a suspected outbreak of the sleepy sickness encephalitis. Eloise is the name given to the latest tropical storm that is raining down hard now on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Eloise could become a hurricane in a day or two. The government in France is considering a ban on smoking in all public buildings. France is one of the last major Western countries to take steps to curb smoking, largely because the government there has a monopoly on production and sale of tobacco. In the markets today on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 8 points. On Bay Street, Toronto Industrials closed down nearly 1.5 points. Chum News, where your tip is worth as much as $1,000. The Chum News hotline at 923-1133. Now checking going home traffic, here is Nancy.
The parkway slow approaching Eglinton. 27 remains busy at Belfield, and Bathurst is slow southbound from Lawrence and northbound from Briar Hill due to an earlier problem at Shelburne. Labor strife in sports. That story next with Dave Wright on Chum Sports.
Traveling around the country, flying around the world. is far away. Traveler's checks, they're the only way to travel when money counts. Traveler's checks when home's far away.
The safest way to travel is with traveler's checks from the Bank of Nova Scotia. Even if you lose them, all is not lost. Because you can get a full refund without delay almost anywhere in the world. And you can cash them almost anywhere, including banks, hotels, and restaurants. Traveler's checks from Scotiabank. What could be safer than money you can't lose?
Come on, everybody, go with us. Go with us. When your home is far away, go with us. Come on, travel people, go with us. Go with us. Come to Scotiabank and go with us.
Dave, right, Chum Sports. Well, we've had all kinds of black labor news on the newscast. We might as well carry it over into sports. This morning, the New England Patriots were locked out of their training camp, so their strike continues. The Washington Redskins, the New York Jets have voted to join in with the Rams, the Chicago Bears, and the Detroit Lions, indicating they may do the same. However, Miami and Minnesota voted to stay in camp. The Viking vote, by the way, was 21 yay, 19 nay. This leaves a number of clubs to hear from, so the latest status reports are confusing. Now, all this happened today after management and player reps met most of the night in an attempt to iron out some kind of a deal that would have soothed the troubled waters, at least for the time being. Management presented a six-point plan, but the players turned down the offer. So whether the NFL season will start is still a question mark. And, you know, this could cost the boys. The average NFL player makes about $42,000 a season, and that's spread over, or at least 85% of it is spread over the 14 paychecks that cover the regular season. So that means that the average Joe could lose about $2,500 for each game. Now, a high-priced guy like Joe Namath could lose about $30,000 for each game that he missed. Up here, the University of Windsor suspension by the Canadian Intercollegiate Athletic Union for using quarterback Dave Pickett in the game last weekend, still far from being settled, due mainly to the fact that the Ontario University's Athletic Association is like a rudderless ship, unable to steer a straight course and make a decision as to whether to support the U of W or abandon them. With their complex three-level administrative setup, no one seems to want to take command, get things organized. Most of the universities we contacted today still haven't made up their minds as to what they'll do even individually, although Laurier and Waterloo indicated they may boycott Windsor. Al Leonard, the chairman of the Administrative Council of the Ontario Group, tells us that they may hold a meeting this week to see if they can get a group decision. As for the more organized aspect of things, the Argos today had John Williams back, working at cornerback, and L.J. Clayton going as wide receiver. Former Ottawa Rough Rider vet Tom Pullen started a five-day trial today. Now remember, this is baseball, but Rennie Stennett set a major league record with seven straight hits today as the Pittsburgh Pirates blasted the Chicago Cubs 22-0 in the most lopsided shutout in modern Major League history. Stennett also tied a major league mark by twice collecting two hits in a single inning. He had two doubles, four singles, before tripling in the eighth, setting the record. He was then lifted for a pinch runner. The Pirates altogether collected 24 hits, and every player in the starting lineup had at least one hit and scored at least one run. For all the final scores, you can call the Chum Sports Line at 925-2211.
Malvern Motors has the answer. The recently announced tax savings applies to all of Malvern Motors' cars. Plus, the gas-saving six-cylinder engine is standard on Gremlin, Hornet, Pacer, and Matador. Malvern Motors has a huge selection of almost any color and combination of options ready for immediate delivery at year-end clear-out prices. They must make room for the new 1976s. See your Malvern man and test drive one of their economy cars. And remember, Gremlin is still the lowest-priced car built in North America, backed by the famous buyer protection plan. They back them better because they build them better. You can finance your car right at Malvern Motors with IAC monthly payments. Remember, tax savings, gas economy, and year-end clear-out prices. Now is the time to buy at Malvern Motors, 4730 Shepherd Avenue East, just north of the Scarborough Town Center on Shepherd, east of McCowan.
Chum weather for Toronto and most of southern Ontario, mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. It will be 15 overnight, 19 tomorrow, mainly sunny Thursday. It's 16 degrees at Chum.
number one, Terry Steele, 613, with a $1,000 phone call coming up soon this hour.
She's not just another woman. I'm just another
woman. Eighth day, 1971, and She's Not Just Another Woman from Chum Music Radio, 616.
Good morning, world. Good morning to you. Well, I'm wearing my Levi's. Levi's. Bought 'em down at the bay.
Hey, hey.
Levi's.
Levi's.
From the bay. Bright, shiny world. Well, I'm ready for you. Wearing my Levi's. Levi's. Levi's from the bay.
Hey, hey.
Head for the band, get into Levi's at 317, the Bay's new shop for young men of fashion. Chum, music radio, and Grace's Ball and Graffiti Parade this weekend. We need your wheels, baby. Everybody gets together for the parade at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Fairview Mall. Here's Peg Leiro and Chum.
Hey, baby, I'm a man.
Sounds like that's all the man lives for, is love. Well, what else is new? It's Michelle Pagliaro and Chum. What the hell I got? It's 620 at Canada's number one music station.
Pride is the satisfaction taken from something well done. At Canada's oldest winery, Barnes Wines of St. Catharines, the winemakers are particularly proud of their light, smooth, white table wine, Lake Niagara. Lake Niagara is a wine you will be proud to serve on any occasion, and it goes exceptionally well with all foods. Your first taste will tell you that only the finest quality of choice grapes and the expertise of over a century of winemaking can result in a wine like Lake Niagara. Those who enjoy a superb rosé table wine will find Barnes Lake Roselle equally pleasing. You be the judge. Lake Niagara White, a truly fine Canadian wine from Barnes Wines of St. Catharines, Canada's oldest winery.
There's a great day coming, but tickets are going fast. The great day is September 28th, the sixth draw of Olympic Lottery Canada. Up to 90,000 winning numbers will share almost $28.5 million total prize money. It's the biggest draw so far, and never have so many tickets sold so fast. The more tickets you hold, the more opportunities you have to win. Make sure you're a part of that great day. Buy your Olympic Lottery tickets now. Win a million cash tax-free. It's as simple as ABC.
Music Radio.
What would you do with $1,000 cash? Tell you what, if you win it, you tell me. I'll ask you right on the radio. I'm going to place a call for a grand in just a few minutes. Don't say hello if the phone rings. It's I Listen to Chum. You could be our 51st winner. 625.
Hi, I'm Jerry. I've been working here at McDonald's for about 5 months now. And you know what? If my mother saw how hard I work here, she'd wonder if it were me. You know how moms are when it comes to a guy keeping his room tidy and helping with the dishes and stuff like that. Boy, if she saw the elbow grease and the hustle I put into keeping this McDonald's spotless, she'd wonder if I was the same guy. Really. Last thing at night and first thing in the morning, we clean our shake machines and our fryers. All day long, we scrub our grills and wipe off our counters and tabletops. Man, are we spotless. I mean spotless. And the manager here, he's just as particular about the food we buy. I mean, all the meat's federal government inspected, and it's 100% pure beef. And most of the ingredients are the same my mom has at home. But I mean, it's nice, you know, because we know you like it. Hey, like we say.
At McDonald's, we do it all for you.
The Doobie Brothers.
Brothers are in Stampede, and Stampede is featured in Target Tape at 397. Also featured at 397 is Ambrosia.
Will I keep holding on to yesterday?
Good new music, good old-fashioned prices at Target Tape. 635 Yonge Street and 3500 Bathurst, south of the 401. All the hits at prices that can't miss.
Music Radio Chum. Guess who? They can rock your socks off or...
Soothe your animalistic tendencies with a beautiful ballad like this. This is Sour Sweet.
Leave me alone this morning.
6:30 at Canada's number one music station, Chum. Terry Steele with KC and the Sunshine Band. Let me tell you what it is. It's the second annual Creases Ball, Sunday, September 21st at 6 o'clock, presented free and featuring Little Caesar, the Consoles, Planets, Fifters, and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. You plan to be there with a friend right from the beginning. 6:34, here's Stevie Wonder. Never was superstitious a day in my life, unless my horoscope told me to watch out for things like that. Stevie Wonder, 1973 from Chum at 6:37.
Here come the greatest values and savings this side of winter. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are Sears Days at Sears in Mississauga Square 1, Richmond Hill, and Newmarket.
Our manufacturer's clearance of women's sleepwear, and Sears bought the entire stock. Fleece and quilt robes, brush gowns, pajamas, and dorm sets at a savings of up to 70% off. Don't miss the sleepwear sale during Sears Days.
Sears Days, this Wednesday to Saturday, September 20th.
Beyond your city's limits is a fresh fall change of scene. This weekend begins two big events, the Niagara Grape and Wine Festival in St. Catharines and the 9th Annual Cheese and Wine Festival at Ingersoll. Both offer a week or more of wine, food, song, and dance. This autumn, Ontario offers 1,000 things to see and do, and for a list of them all and places to stay, write Fall Events, Queen's Park, Toronto. Ontario, just out of town. Quite out of the ordinary.
Toronto weather, mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low 13, tomorrow's high 19. Thursday mainly sunny. At Chum 16, Terry Jacks.
Hey, Holly.
This man definitely comes out with a lot of great stuff. That's his latest from Terry Jacks. And the tune, Holly, from Chum number one at 6:40.
Old man blues chased my smile away. Thought I'd never find it for many a day. But now need some Fanta. Open the cap. My smile is back. Fanta, Fanta, it's a bottle of fun. Fanta, Fanta's just a bottle of fun. It's like a fountain of flavor, a big brass band, a tuba to oom papa, a pretty girl to ooh la la. But when it's all said and done, Fanta, Fanta's just a bottle of fun.
Hey, tickle your fancy with Fanta. Its fantastical taste is sunshiny bright. So come on, put a smile on your face with a fun-filled bottle of Fanta.
Fanta, Fanta's just a bottle of fun. Fanta, Fanta's just a bottle of fun.
We're now placing a Don't Say Hello call to the E.B. Fleming residence of Toronto for $1,000 cash.
Hello?
Hi, this is Terry Steele calling from Chum Radio.
Yeah?
We're giving away $1,000 bills.
Oh, good for you.
Well, it would have been good for you if you would have answered the phone with the phrase, I listen to Chum.
Oh, I see. I guess I don't get my $1,000 bill then.
Well, now that is only a temporary condition, ma'am. You might still win because we do call people back that we previously called before. Uh-huh. So if we happen to call you back, what are you going to say?
Well, if I think of it, I'll say I listen to Chum.
1050 Chum.
One more time. Rocky and Friends. Austin Roberts at Chum, Canada's number one music station at 6:46.
Look, son, if you've got a problem with the metric system, ask me. That's what I'm here for.
Yes, Dad.
Okay, 100 meters equals 1 centimeter. No, wait. 10 meters equals 1 centimeter. No, hold on. 100 millimeters equals 1 meter.
Come on down to McDonald's and let us help your children discover the metric system the fun way with the McDonaldland Metric Growth Chart. It's fun. It's educational. It has everyone's favorite McDonaldland characters on it. on it, and it's yours free with any purchase over 50 cents. The McDonaldland Metric Growth Chart. Let your children see how they measure up the metric way. Available at all participating McDonald's restaurants, free with any purchase over 50 cents while supplies last.
So how tall, my dad?
Easy, 125 centimeters. That's 1.025 meters. No, that's 1.25 meters.
Right, Dad.
At McDonald's, we do it all for you.
Second annual Greasy's Ball and Graffiti Parade this weekend. You don't have that much time left to get your, quote, duds together, honey. It's Glenn Campbell at Chow.
I've been walking these streets so long. Cowboy.
Music Radio Chow, and a chance for you to score $1,000 in cash. 50 winners so far. The phrase of base is, I listen to Chum, we can call you tonight. 650 at number one.
Disco Mania 2. Disco Mania 2.
Jukebox International, the people who brought you the original Disco Mania album, now bring you Disco Mania 2 with the Hughes Corporation, Ohio Players, and Bazooka. You get George McRae and the OJs. Van McCoy and the Bee Gees. Continuous play disco delicacies guaranteed to turn your next get-together into a pulsating platter party with the Three Degrees, the Sound of Philadelphia, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Gloria Gaynor, the Richie Family, and more. Jukebox International, the people who brought you the original Disco Mania album, now bring you Disco Mania 2, disc $5.99, take $6.99. Disco Mania 2, available most everywhere.
You haven't bought a color TV because you want 100% solid-state circuitry, a bright, brilliantly clear picture that'll hold its color from program to program and channel to channel. One that's easy to service and comes with a warranty you can depend on. Then get ready to buy a new 76 Viking color TV on sale for a limited time only at Eaton's.
Starting tomorrow at Eaton's, see the Viking 20-inch portable at $479.95 with a Viking 26-inch console at $679.95.
Music Radio 1050 Chum.